Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio, wide awake this morning. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, March the 12th, 2010. And I know it's kind of a silly title, I woke up this morning, but I think you'll get it. So yes, I woke up this morning. I'm alive. So are you. You're listening to this podcast, so you're alive. I have another day to live. And so do you. We have once again been given the precious gift of life. I thank God every morning that I'm alive. And you know what else? I woke up in my house. Yeah, it's still standing, still here. All my belongings are here. Everything's still in my office, just like I left it when I went to sleep. I heard the birds chirping out in our big old pine tree out front this morning. I can see that in a matter of weeks, there'll be blossoms on the lemon tree. The roses will be blooming soon, and the weeds, well, yeah, of course, the weeds. But everywhere I look, I see signs of life and growth and abundance. And I woke up living in a free country. You know, regardless of what the news is, I still have the freedom to pursue my happiness. And I pray to God I can continue to have the freedom to pursue happiness. I said pursue it. That doesn't indicate entitlement, but rather it's a choice on my part. I can choose to pursue my own happiness. And you know, when it comes to my happiness, it is as I define it. Your happiness is as you define it. And that's what I choose to pursue, because I believe that God wants me to be happy and blessed. You know, the word blessed in the Bible many times means to be happy. I can choose to look at all the bad news, or I can focus on where I want my life to go, regardless of what's going on around me. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't challenges and obstacles. Of course, there will always be challenges and obstacles. And at times, as you and I both know, those challenges and obstacles can look pretty big. But I would much rather choose to focus and pursue possibilities. And you know what else? I woke up this morning and I'm still a Christian. Yep, I'm still a child of God. And whether the economy is up or down, I still have eternal life. When I woke up this morning, the promises in the Bible were all still in there, and they're all still true. They're all, once again, brand new. I can choose today to walk in partnership with my Heavenly Father, expecting a day of blessings. And I can remember that what God has promised me is not dependent upon the news of the day, but rather on my accepting and believing Him. Now, you can choose to get up each morning full of worry and anxiety over all the bad news that you've heard. You can wake up each morning discouraged about all the obstacles and challenges that you're facing right now. You can wake up each morning and have the attitude of just trying to get through another crappy day. Or, you can choose to wake up and realize that you are alive. You are alive. You've been given the precious gift of life for another day. Isn't that fantastic? When you wake up tomorrow morning, I know it's obvious, but remind yourself that you're alive. You're alive. Start your day being thankful for all the things that God has given you and done for you. Embrace the new day and all of its possibilities. Focus on His promises and anticipate His blessings. Try it tomorrow morning. You just might like it. Well, that's it for this podcast. Did you find it helpful? Do you have a comment? If you do, type it in below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new, because you get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, whether you do that email or RSS. I prefer email myself. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.